general thoughts about the game?
Well, you know what? I thought it was a really even game. I thought both teams, when you look at the stats, both teams were almost identical. For San Jose, you know, they've been on a good run. I think they had a good game the other day. I think they wanted to finish their home season off on a good note. And for us, you know, we still have a little bit of breath in us to dream about a playoff opportunity. So we came in and played at our best, and I thought the goals we scored were pretty good goals. So hard-fought game on both sides.
Last week's game was called an ugly win against New England. This week, was this any prettier? I mean, that goal mouth scramble at the end was,
yeah.
Tough.
No, you know what? The game against New England, they really came in and just tried to get a point. Yeah, I thought San Jose came in and tried to win. And when two teams try to win, I mean, I think it was a great spectator game. Both teams were going at each other. There were a lot of shots. There were some great saves. No, I didn't think that was an ugly game at all. I thought it was a competitive game where two Warriors were out there and trying to knock the other one out.
Coach, talk a little bit about Cunningham's play that's really sort of gotten you guys back into the playoff race. How has he lifted this team?
Oh, he's been fantastic. You know, we lost Kenny Cooper with a trade to 1860 in Munich. And Jeff is one of the career-high goal scorers in the league. And because of that, you know, I think when he was given the opportunity to be the so-called man of the team, the difference maker, he's really stepped up. But you also have to identify what a great job David Ferreira has also done. The two of them have really been on the same page, and it was good to see Jeff get a goal tonight. McCarthy gave him a wonderful ball that he could have shot himself, and of course David scored a great goal himself.
How concerned were you when they got the tying goal?
Very concerned because of the fact that at the momentum, home field, you know, all the things that they talked about all week about before the game, it all came to life. You know, here we are, we tied. Now we have a chance to win, and of course I'd be concerned. I don't think we would be able to play as well a month ago. You know, we made some changes. We got Ugo Emelu back or into the team, Heath Pierce in the team. I think our defense is a hard defense to break because of the athletic ability and the skill. So for them to come in and score, I thought it was a pretty good goal. For them to come back and score, I was very nervous about the second goal coming.
What did you think of that last goal mouth scramble?
Oh, fantastic.
Did you think Cannon was going to be able to score?
Yeah, I tell you, I didn't think any one of our guys wanted to mark him. But, I thought he had a great night, even though we scored two goals on him. I thought he had a great night, and he's a difference maker. And it just shows the competitive edge on him to come up there and wanted to make a difference. And I think our little Jair Benitez was the one who saved off the line. And it was on its way in.
Four wins in five matches. Does this team deserve to be in the playoffs?
Well, let's put it this way. I think we crapped the first part of the season, and I think that was player personnel, and I think it was a lot of injuries, just like San Jose is going through right now. But I think after the break, the MLS break, we've really been doing quite well. Different personnel, and getting the right bounce. So do we deserve to be in a playoff? Yeah, we deserve to be in a playoff as well as anybody else who's going to get in. I wouldn't want to be the team to play FC Dallas if we're in the playoffs.